From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sam Mosier. When state lawmakers return to the Capitol today, they'll only have days to pass key legislation before the end of the session. Samuel King reports a proposed ban on abortions after a fetal heartbeat is detected is on the list.
Opponents say the legislation would have the effect of prohibiting abortions before many women even know they're pregnant, would also ban abortions outright should the Supreme Court overturn Roe v. Wade. The only exception would be in the case of a medical emergency. A bill has already passed in the House, and senators debated a similar bill last week. During that debate, Republican Senator David Sater of Berry County said lawmakers have a chance to take a stand on the issue.
And this is that year. Yes. This is that year we can make a difference. We can make a difference in the lives of our children.
Democrats say the bills are extreme because they don't contain exceptions for cases of rape, incest, or human trafficking. The session ends Friday. I'm Samuel King.
The Center for Missouri Studies, the new headquarters for the State Historical Society of Missouri, is planning a soft opening for mid-July and an official ribbon-cutting ceremony for August 10th. That date coincides with the 198th anniversary of Missouri statehood. The new three-story limestone center will be twice as big as the Ellis Library facility. The art gallery will be more than double the size of the current gallery, which can only hold a quarter of 1% of the Society's collection. The State Historical Society will use the larger center to host public events such as films, lectures, and workshops. The new center has been in the works for more than 10 years. The Missouri legislature approved funding for the $35 million complex in 2015. Missouri U.S. Senator Josh Hawley has proposed a bill that targets video games, apps, and tools aimed at children. Hawley's Protecting Children from Abusive Games Act would ban pay-to-win games like Candy Crush. The Kansas City Star reports the games are often free, but also offer purchasable upgrades and bonus features. Hawley's bill seeks to prohibit manipulative monetary tactics. Candy Crush's publisher says the majority of its users are adults, but Hawley says it is marketed to children. The bill is not the first move by the freshman Republican senator made against the tech industry. In a recent speech to Stanford University's Hoover Institution, he questioned the value of social media and criticized the industry for profiting off the addiction of its users. Missouri State University officials have approved a $2.2 million plan to fund a new Ozarks Education Center that will be built on the shores of Bull Shoals Lake. The plan includes a classroom meeting space that could hold about 40 students and two small cabin pods that can house up to 10 students or researchers. They will be able to use the space to help manage research projects related to the Ozarks environment. According to the Springfield News Leader, MSU biology professor Janice Green says the Education Center will be built on the university's land. The Education Center will complement the Bull Shoals Field Station across the lake that is used to educate people about the Ozarks environment and research environmental concerns in the area. Bull Shoals Lake is on the Missouri-Arkansas border. I'm Sam Mosier, KBIA News, Columbia.